Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Lots of stuff going on at the Cass County Extension Office in February. A program that we are offering for again this year, and I've done this many years in the past, is the VITA program. VITA stands for Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. And that is a site, one of many across the state, that is open to help individuals and families with incomes at or below $51,000 per year to file their tax returns at no cost. This is sponsored and coordinated by ISU family finance specialists across the state. We have a site here at the Atlantic office, and we have some openings and in two of our dates coming up. We have a few openings coming up this Friday, the 8th of February, for folks who need to get their taxes done if they qualify for those income guidelines. And we also have quite a few spots left to fill next Saturday, the 16th of February, for folks who would like some assistance preparing and filing their tax returns for free. There are also sites around the state of Iowa, so you can look on the IRS website to find the VITA locator tool. Or if you're an Iowa resident, you may call 211 to locate a free income assistance, tax assistance preparation site around your area. This is a volunteer-based service, and it's done to ensure that low to moderate income taxpayers can file the necessary forms to receive tax credits that benefit their families financially. They can't receive earned income tax credits or child tax credits if they complete the 1040 EZ tax form, so professionals will help them prepare the 1040 long form with itemized deductions, and their state return may help them get an extra $200 or so back. All of these volunteers are certified to prepare tax returns through the VITA program. Last year, VITA services prepared over 1,600 tax returns in the state of Iowa. Again, if you are at or below the $51,000 annual income cap, you can contact our office, 712-243-1132, to make an appointment for this Friday, the 8th, or next Saturday the 16th to have your taxes prepared for free, or you can also call 211 to locate other sites across Iowa. Something else coming up in the Cass County Extension Office is the Boots to Heels Conference for Rural Women. We are now taking registrations for the conference, which will be held on Saturday, February 23rd at the Cass County Community Center. This is a day-long time of fun and lots of educational workshops for rural women, both local and throughout Southwest Iowa. You, of course, do not have to be a resident of Southwest Iowa. You're welcome to bring anyone you think would enjoy the breakout topics. We get started at 8 o'clock in the morning with registration and will be wrapped up by 3 p.m. The day includes a keynote speaker as well as four different breakout sessions where you can talk about everything from low-stress interior design to a healthier living, eating right, learn a little bit about quilts as a biography, sustainable gardening, tips and tools for creating silk floral arrangements, as well as some sessions on financial planning and financial management. So lots of good information there. That registration form can be found on the Cass County Extension website, or you can pick one up by stopping by the Cass County Extension office or any other local extension office. You can also give us a call at 243-1132 if you have any questions about that Boots to Heels Conference for Rural Women coming up on Saturday, February 23rd. Registrations for the early registration price are due next Friday, the 15th. Also, some information from the ISU Extension website today off of indoor flowering plants. It is the season for both cut fresh flowers and indoor flowering plants with the Valentine's holiday coming up next week. If you receive cut flowers as a gift, a good way to prolong their life is to make sure you're beginning with a clean vase and remove all foliage or leaves that will be below the waterline. Place the flowers immediately in water to prevent air from entering the stems. If they've been out of water, cut off the bottom portions of the stems while they are underwater. You can add a commercial flower preservative to the water and make sure you check the water level daily. Change the water frequently and place the cut flowers in a cool, brightly lit location in the home or office. Make sure you keep them away from heat sources and cold drafts to prolong their life. We also have information on how to care for flowering azaleas, flowering hyacinths that have been forced in a pot, or how to care for a miniature rose. If you for this information, you can, again, look on the ISU Extension website. On the Yard and Garden column, flowering indoor plants is one of the top news hits on the website currently. Or you can always give us a call at the Extension office or stop by and we'll give you some printed information on this as well. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension office.